The Ambrosial Song of the Beautiful Lord Sri Krishna. Chapter 10. Vishwarup Darshan Yoga. The Manifestation of Supernal Grandeur. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Blessed Lord said, Mahabaho Arjun, O mighty armed Arjun, once again, hear these supreme words of counsel from me. I speak them to you, wishing to benefit you, who are so dear to me. Neither the multitudes of celestials nor the great sages know my origin, for in truth, I am the source of the celestials and sages in every respect. One who knows me as the unborn, the beginningless, the great Lord of all the worlds, he alone is undiluted among mortal beings, and he is freed from all evils. Intuitive discernment, divine wisdom, freedom from delusion, forbearance, truthfulness, sense control, mental equanimity, happiness and sorrow, arising and passing away, fear and fearlessness, non-violence, impartiality, contentment, austerity, charity, fame and disrepute, all of the various conditions of living beings come from me alone. The seven great sages, the four Kumaras who preceded them, and the Manus were all born from my mind, and from them have come all the created beings of the world. One who knows in truth this manifested grandeur and mystic power of mine is unwaveringly united with me and yoga. There is no doubt of that. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajanti mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. Arjun, I am the origin of all that exists, and everything emanates from me. Knowing this, you should worship me with spontaneous, heartfelt devotion. Machita matkata prana bodhyanta parasparam katayantas chamam nityam tushanti cha ramanti cha. Those who have given their very lives to me, whose thoughts ever dwell upon me, experience great pleasure and satisfaction by enlightening one another and constantly conversing about me. Tesham satayuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam dadami buddhiyogam tam yena mam upayanti te. To those who constantly engage in serving me with love, I give the intelligence by which they come to me. Tesham evanukam partam aham agyana jam tamaha nashayam yatma bhavasto gyanadipena basvata. Out of compassion for them, I, dwelling in their hearts, destroy the darkness born of ignorance with the shining lamp of wisdom. Pram brahma pram dhamma pavitram paramam bhavan Purusham Shashvatam Divyam Adidevam Ajam Vibhum Ahustram Rishiya Sarve Devarshir Naradastata Asita Devalo Vyasa Swayam Cheva Bravishyame. Arjun said, Krishna, you are the Supreme Brahman, the Supreme Abode and Purifier. Your Lordship is the Divine Eternal Supreme Person, the Birthless, All-Pervading, Primal God. Vyas, Asita, Devala, Narada, the sage among the celestials, all the sages speak thus of you, and now you yourself are telling me the same. O Keshav, I accept as truth everything which you have told me. Indeed, O Blessed One, Bhagavan, neither the celestials nor demons fully know your visible attributes. You alone know your own self by yourself, O Purushottam, O source of life for all creatures, Bhuta Bhavana, master of all beings, Bhutesha, Deva Deva Jagatpate, God of gods, Lord of the universe. Hey Bhagavan, please tell me, leaving nothing untold, of your truly divine self-manifestations of grandeur, the visible manifestations through which you pervade and abide in all these worlds. In what way shall I conceive you, O one with mystic power? Within my constant thoughts of you, in what various aspects of being are you to be visualized, O Bhagavan? Please explain further details about your mystic power and supernal manifestations, O activator of men, for truly I never feel satiated hearing your words of immortal nectar. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, the Blessed Lord Sri Krishna replied, very well, O best of the Kurus, I shall tell you the principal manifestations of my personal grandeur, because there is no end to my divine expansions. I am the Self, O Awakened One, Gurukesh, situated within the heart of every living being. Indeed, I am the origin and the lifespan of all beings in existence, and their end as well. Among the sons of Aditi, I am Vishnu. Of luminaries, I am the radiant sun. Among the wind-controlling celestials, the Maruts, I am Marichi. And among the stars of the night, I am the one marked with a rabbit, the moon. Of the Vedas, I am the Samaveda. Among the celestials, I am Indra, the king of heaven. Among the senses, I am the mind, and I am the faculty of consciousness in living beings. Among the celestials of dissolution and renewal, the Rudras, I am Lord Shiva. Among the Yakshas and Rakshas, I am the Lord of Wealth, Kuvera. Of the fire-controlling celestials known as the Vasus, I am Agni. And of mountain peaks, I am Meru, residence of the gods. Know me to be the best of family priests, Brihaspati, the priest of the celestials. Among military commanders, I am Kartikeya, and of bodies of water, I am the ocean. Among the great sages, I am Bhrigu. Of sound vibrations, I am the single syllable Om. Of sacrifices, I am the repetition of the mantra containing the holy names. And of immovable things, I am the Himalayas. Of all trees, I am the banyan tree, Ashwata Sarvavrikshanam. The Ashwat Vriksh is Krishna. Of sages among the celestials, I am Narad. Among the Gandharvas, I am Chitrarath, the chief of all heavenly musicians. And among perfected beings, I am the sage Kapila. Among horses, know me to be Uchaishrava, who emerge from the ocean of nectar. Of royal elephants, I am Airavata. And among human society, I am the king. Of weapons, I am the thunderbolt. Among cows, I am the Kamadenu, the desire-fulfilling cow of heaven. Among motivational forces for procreation, I am Kandarpa. And of snakes, I am Vasuki, the king of serpents. Of the divine serpents, the Nagas, I am Ananta. Among water dwellers, I am Varun, king of all sea creatures. Among the departed forefathers, I am Aryama, ruler of the ancestral domain. And of discipliners, I am Yamaraj, the lord of death. Of the descendants of Diti, the mother of the demons, I am Prahlad, prince of the Titans. Among forces of measurement, I am time. Of beasts, I am the lion. And among birds, I am Garuda, the son of Vinata. Of purifiers, I am the wind. Among the wielders of weapons, I am Ram. Of fishes, I am the Makar. And of rivers, I am the daughter of Janamuni, the Ganga. Of all creations, I am the beginning and the end, and also the middle of Arjuna. Among all types of knowledge, I am knowledge of the Supersoul, and I am the logical discourse presented by those who speak on controversial topics. Among letters of the alphabet, I am the letter A. And among words, which are a compound of two or more other words, I am the conjoining of two. I alone am infinite, ever-flowing time. And of dispensers, I am Brahma, who faces all directions. Mrityu sarvaharaschaham. I am all-seizing death, and I am the source of all things that are yet to be. Among feminine attributes, I am good reputation, prosperity, fine speech, good memory, wisdom, stability, and forgiveness. Kirti, Shri, Vak. Smriti, Medha, Dhriti, Shama. Of hymns, I am the Brihat Sama offered to Indra. And of poetic meters, I am the rhythm of the Gayatri Mantra, Gayatri Chandas. Among months, I am Margashirsh, November and December. And of seasons, I am spring, the time of abundant flowers, Ritunam Kusamakara. Of deceiving ventures, I am gambling, and I am the truth and goodness of the virtuous. I am the power of the powerful. I am resolute effort and I am victory. Among the descendants of Brishni, I am the son of Vasudev, your own beloved companion, O Arjuna. And among the sons of Pandu, you yourself are a brilliant ray of my glory, O Dhananjaya. Of the introspective sages, I am Vyas, and of the illumined end of the illumined seer poets, I am Shukracharya. I am the law-enforcing scepter of existing rulers, and I am also the codes of political advice for those who wish to rule. I am the silence of secret things and the wisdom possessed by the wise. Moreover, whatever is the seed of all beings, I am that as well, Arjuna. There is no being, either moving or unmoving, which can exist without me. There is no end to my divine manifestations, O conqueror of enemies, Parantapa. What I have described to you are but a few examples of the extent of my manifested opulences. Yad yad vibhutimat sattvam shimad urjitam evava tat tad evavagachatvam mama tejom shasambhavam. Arjuna, whatever glorious, beautiful, or powerful manifestations there are in existence, you should understand that they have all arisen from but a fragment of my splendor. But what is all this extensive knowledge to you, Arjuna? I remain the support of this entire universe with but a single portion of myself. Ekam Shena Stito Jagat. Thus ends the 10th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, entitled The Manifestation of Supernal Grandeur.